Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Cass, I'm joined by Hayden.
Hello.
And also Mr. Tim Clark.
Honk honk, I'm back.
Yeah.
And today we're talking truck nuts.
Blow.
That was me shooting a shotgun.
Nice. That was a bit. My sound was blop because I panicked.
Were you thinking about what a nut would sound like?
What it would sound like if it were just descending a little bit.
Are you thinking of your favorite mall cop?
Blart.
Blart.
Yeah. Truck nuts, if you don't know, little plastic testicles. Hyper realistic.
Or regular size.
That they hang in between the back two wheels of your car. And they're awesome. You guys pro truck nuts or anti truck nuts?
You know what? I'm pro truck nuts now that people have started truck nutting other things. When they were just on cars, I was like, this is embarrassing to look at.
What if?
Like, if you're old enough to drive, me as a kid, I'm like, if you're old enough to drive a car, it's embarrassing that you've got truck nuts on your car.
Yeah.
I'm very anti truck nuts. I think it's very important to get your trucks de-sexed because they will get out and they will make more trucks. And the road space is running out. Carbon emissions are too high. De-sex and spare your trucks.
Cut off them truck nuts. What else are people truck nutting? I didn't realize that was a thing.
You can buy mini truck nuts for your Crocs.
For your Crocs? Oh. Like your shoes?
Yeah, like your shoes.
Where do they hang? On the back, I guess.
Yeah, on the little sport mode bit.
Because you seem like a young, hip, tuned-in person. What's the deal with accessories for Crocs?
Oh,
they're called giblets or giblets.
What?
Yeah.
What the hell is... I'm so glad I'm an old man.
They've existed for decades. I don't know why they... I think I know why they've just taken off. When Crocs first came out, they had them. Like, it was an accessory you could buy at the Croc store.
Yeah.
No one else was making them.
Yeah.
When I... first time I went overseas by myself, I went to a country where they were having like a flood season and the host family that I was staying with were like, you have to buy Crocs, and Crocs were not cool at this stage. So I said, no, it's okay. And they said, you have to buy Crocs.
Yeah.
And so I bought myself Crocs and I got little crocodile eye giblets. So then at least when I walked around, my Crocs were Crocs.
Yeah. Okay.
They were crocodiles.
That makes sense.
They were Crocs and I was pretty jazzed.
Were they green Crocs?
No, they were like a brownie color, more like a crocodile would be.
A saltwater croc.
Yeah.
It's more authentic.
It's more authentic that way. But the eyes were like a bit green, so I felt like I was tying the color scheme together.
Were they official Crocs? Because I got a pair of fake Crocs. No, some knockoff Crocs.
Absolutely official Crocs. Went That's to awesome. The Croc store.
Those ones are called Crocs, but with a K in them.
The giblets, are they giblets or giblets?
I'm
guessing giblets, like the chicken.
Like a chicken.
Like the chicken bits.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like a chicken bit.
So expensive. They're like, I was looking the other day because I'm like, oh, it'd be funny if I bought a pair of Crocs and then bought the giblets to spell out my name. Like,
see, so that's the thing. So it is funny.
It is funny.
Yeah.
Like H-A-Y on one foot and then D-E-N on the other one.
Just get knuckle tats.
What?
Just get knuckle tats.
Oh. That's more expensive.
But you only have to buy it once.
That's true, I guess. And also not enough, there's too much real estate. I got four fingers. I only got three letters on each one, you know?
Put quotation marks on either side. Hey, Dan.
Sounds like I'm lying or something.
Yeah. What's your name? Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
You guys could, your parents could easily get Cass and Hayde as knuckle tats.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. That's kind of fucked up they haven't.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up your parents haven't got tattoos.
Yeah. They need knuckle tats.
Have your parents got your name tattooed on you?
Not yet.
Not on you. Yeah, when I was a baby, they sat me down and tattooed my own name on me.
I wouldn't get lost. If I did, people know where to put me.
That's a good idea.
Give put me
your
back
name
to me.
And your home phone number, tattoo it on the back of the kid's neck.
Me and an ex wanted to do matching tattoos where she would get a heart tattoo with the word Timothy inside it, and I would get a heart tattoo with the word Timothy inside it. And they're matching tattoos.
That's really funny. So funny.
That's great.
Yeah.
But you didn't
and
do
that's
it?
An evergreen idea.
Exactly.
You could be anyone that you get.
Tell you what's good, because you said ex, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So any new partner you have, you can just like, oh, you have to get this tattoo, otherwise it's really and then you've got like, you know, potentially dozens of people with this Tim and a heart tattoo. Yeah. That could be fun.
And sorry if that gives you the ick, ladies, but I'm not going to apologize for who I am. I'm my authentic self.
And I love myself. And also, you have to get the tattoo or it's weird. Do you have a pair of Crocs?
No, I've never had Crocs.
That's crazy.
There's still time.
Yeah.
The giblets are really expensive, and I feel like they're really kicking off at the moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, the truck.
What made them cool? Was it Post Malone?
No, I think it was Pre Malone.
It might
have. Yes! I'm back!
I think it was Post Malone. Because he had specialty Crocs coming out, and everyone was like, this is stupid. And now, 5 years later, everyone's like, hey, Crocs are cool for some reason.
Crocs have been kicking off, and I think it's because you can get the platform Crocs. Like, Crocs have started adapting to what the modern
fashion. Yeah, they've
started
doing some funky stuff.
Yeah, and Crocs are really comfortable.
They are.
That's all I've heard about Crocs is how comfortable they are. And I know as soon as I try one on, I'm gonna be like, oh, this is what it is.
Yeah,
but my mind can't fathom, how much more comfortable than a shoe can this Croc be?
Oh, it's more comfortable than a slipper, I would say.
Really?
Because it's supportive, but also squishy.
See, I don't own the classic
Croc.
Like
a great partner in life should be.
Supportive and squishy, yes.
Soft when you need it.
Yeah.
Firm when you need it.
Sorry, go on.
No, when you talk.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were saying something. Sorry.
He's distracted by thinking about his perfect partner. Soft, squishy, supportive, Timothy with a heart tattooed.
Not bad. I am picturing a giant blob.
Are you relieved you didn't get the matching tattoo now that you've broken up?
I mean, the topic's truck nuts again, yeah? Yeah, you know, regret is a tough word. Nah, we're good friends. You should probably listen to this. Hey.
Oh, that's good.
Hi.
And what was
it's
their
full
name and
address?
It's
not too late to get that tattoo.
You do whatever you want to do. So you could get truck nuts on the back of your Crocs.
Yeah, you can get tiny little dangly truck nuts.
Okay.
I do not think they are
normal size
Croc branded. Ones,
Now, I've done no research into either of the topics I'm discussing today.
Yeah.
If you can go back several weeks or a month or however long.
Oh, last time you were here.
Last time I was here. They were playing some little fun little gag about me having to come back. It's all a lie, folks. I did it back to back. Fuck you. Fuck the fourth wall. I love Brecht. Do you reckon that you can get like a truck dick to hang out the front?
Wait, okay.
At
the front? You would be, wouldn't you be next to the nuts or in front of the nuts? So the dick is resting on the nuts?
Well, yeah, in a normal male situation, yes, of course.
Sure,
or a dick situation,
this is far
yes.
From normal.
This is trucks, it's like the mullet.
What?
Business at the front,
party
in the
back. Do you think nuts are the party?
Business? I think you're running the wrong way. It's a reverse mullet, I think.
True, yeah.
Balls are where the it's business.
Ball fringe, bald completely everywhere else.
That's what a good dick and nuts should be. I think, I would be into truck dick. Does it exist?
It does.
No, it does it?
You know how there's the little square outside the... You know
all regular size?
You know how the back of some cars, they've got that little square part where you can like attach...
It's like a tow bar.
Yeah, like it's not quite just the flat bit with a knob, but it's like the it's the empty square.
Yeah.
That empty square can be filled with essentially a dildo.
But that doesn't... So it doesn't...
No, it's designed for them. So the dick sticks out and the nuts hang low.
Oh, so they've got a reverse dick.
Yeah, the
it's
dick goes
in the
backwards.
Wrong way.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, I guess if you were having it the right way, you wouldn't really see it.
I think it's fun to have like a little whisper of dick.
Yeah.
I feel like it is
over
more realistic.
The balls or something.
Yeah.
Would you go hard or soft dick?
You'd have to go soft, otherwise you wouldn't be able to see it.
That's true.
Unless
yes.
you go unless you buy like an extra unless you buy like a belt around the cage so you can tuck it up. Because the teacher asks you to come up to the front of class.
That one's just for the mechanic. Just for the guys on the little board with wheels on it. Like, you've got a truck dick and a truck belt. Very tasteful.
Someone's in the 1%.
Do you know, let me give you a brief history of the story of truck nuts, shall
Please
I?
Please do.
Please.
Because this story is wild and it's too long and detailed for me to go over here, okay?
1883, and Henry Ford.
Well, it starts off in sort of the mid to late, in the mid to late 2000s when it really blew up. Like, they're everywhere. Like, they're on TV shows, people are complaining about it, everyone's got them, becomes this really big, like, thing.
Yeah. It's a cultural moment.
It's a moment, right?
I'm sure Dane Cook did 7 minutes on it on the Man Show.
I bet.
And did great.
The Man Show.
And we watched it all on Daily Motion at school.
People were obviously not stoked on truck nuts, so people were like trying to make them illegal. You know, Florida attempted to ban them. A few states.
Hang on, that is the last U.S. state I would ever have imagined trying to ban truck nuts.
They're probably overcorrecting because they look like a big wang, you know?
Yeah. Right. They're like, we can't have nuts on our wang.
No, we can't do nuts as well as wang. We're laughing stock.
Yeah, we all fringe bald at the back.
Yeah. But so people started getting fined as well for having very realistic testicles on the back of their car. And because of all this stuff, they made news and then became bigger and bigger and bigger.
All normal.
Regular size.
They became blue.
So there are two players in this story, okay?
Yes.
Lefty and righty?
They both claim to sort of have invented truck nuts on a commercial scale.
Right.
You got David Hamm. He owns yournutswithaz.com. And the other, Saller. J.D. Saller.
Okay.
And he owns bullsballs.com.
All right.
Out of all the J.D. Sal's in the world. He's not up there with J.D. Salinger in terms of great
second,
writing, really. Yeah, probably second.
Number two.
Yeah. As far as his contribution to the
zeitgeist.
And sorry, is the other guy David Hamm?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
So it's Hamm and Saller, right? And would you believe these guys did not get along?
No!
Actually, before we go on, are we going to spoil the plot of Amazon's greatest 2025 movie, the history of the two men who invented truck nuts?
Honestly, there's something here, I think. So David Hamm, he reckons he saw a custom pair of truck nuts in a rally in the 80s, and he was like, oh, that's a good idea. I'm going to steal that idea and mass produce them.
His whole argument is, I invented these.
Yeah.
This guy didn't invent them. Yeah. I did. I saw them in the 80s and stole them.
I sold them fair and square.
And they were custom made, not naturally occurring truck nuts.
Yeah. And Saller, he said he came up with it because he was four-wheel driving and someone yelled, go on, Ernie, show them you got balls, which then made him think of a truck with balls. And he thought that was funny.
I'm liking Saller more.
Oh, yeah. I'm pro Saller because you know, that could have been any one of us.
Yeah. Mm. That man, that is commitment to the bit. That's a man who thought, that's funny.
And yeah,
wait a minute, this could be really funny.
I could make lots of money off this.
Maybe not really funny, but still enough.
So the two companies, they launched a couple of years of each other, and they sort of tried to corner the market.
Who was first?
Well, that is a very good question.
Ooh.
So the Bulls Balls, that's Saller, mm-hmm. his the one that had envisioned the balls rather than just saw it on a different car. His website was founded in 1999. And then Hamm, his was in 2002, so 3 years later. But Hamm claims that he actually used a different website before, which is then since gone away and is untraceable and can't find it because it's been sort of deleted from the internet.
Famously possible.
When asked about details about this website, the first one before 2002, he says, the website was taken down so long ago that you'll never find it. And then when he was asked to prove, like, show some documents or something to say the idea of the website, he said, no, this is not court. So definitely had a website earlier.
Yeah.
So according to Hamm, Hamm is the guy who probably didn't actually invent them.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I don't want to color the story. The first, they came into contact in 2000s when Saller called him. So this is what Hamm claims. Saller called him and said, your nuts don't look enough like bull's balls. I'll tell you what, I'm going to make my own bull's balls and I'm going to bury you. That's what Hamm claims Saller said to him.
I don't know who edits these podcasts, but if you could put in the Succession theme song underneath, I think it would fit in pretty well.
Saller has kind of the opposite story. So Hamm had contacted Sala saying he was the first on the internet and all this stuff, and he told him it wasn't true. So they developed, and then that's when they got into some disagreements. This is when the beef started. And then there is too much to mention now, a bunch of back and forths of them being crazy people. And they would post mostly on strange early 2000s forums, and they would post as themselves or in like anonymous posts, or they would sort of pick up an identity, like what do you call it? A pseudonym?
Yeah.
Aliases. They'd be like, this person is harmful. Do not buy from ballsballs.com. alternatively, there are, you know, you can go to allthenuts.com. You know, it's just stuff like that, back and forth. And it all came to a head on this website called Ripoff Report, which is another website about stuff,
right,
about
right.
products and things.
Oh, yeah, a website about stuff.
Yeah.
They had those in the 90s?
Cool. They did. It was a Ripoff Report. The two of them had a 17,000-word exchange in the first half of 2009, and they would post under various fake names, but it was so obvious that it was Sala and David Hamm, or maybe Hamm's brother. At each point, they refer to themselves and each other by their real names while under the guise of anonymity. And at times forgot that they had changed characters altogether and simply would carry on with the previous arguments. And they'd get basically got lost in it. And it was very obvious they were just arguing with themselves. They posted cease and desist letters to each other on this website. It was this whole big debacle. And then one of them died.
Oh, no. Which one?
Sala died.
No.
Oh, he was the good one.
He was
Sala.
The good one.
I know. I'm also picturing this taking place in, like, I don't know, the Supernatural forums of 2009.
Get the old whirlpool out.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's the story of Truck Nuts. So, you know, draw your own conclusions.
Now,
was it the guy who came up with the idea or the guy who claims he saw it earlier and then also didn't have the website till 3 years later?
I'm not here to besmirch a dead man.
Yeah, of course.
Why didn't they just get the website trucknuts.com? Was that taken in 1999?
I don't know, actually. That's a good question.
I don't think they're called Trucknuts.
They're not. Oh, is this like a...
Trucknuts are what they're called now. Like, you know, instant noodles weren't called instant noodles when they came out. Right. They were cup noodles.
Right.
And then...
You think it developed?
Yeah, I think.
Is this like a Kleenex Hoover kind of situation?
I was going to say, I think so. It's maybe the opposite. I think it's like, you know, tissues are the thing, truck nuts are the thing,
yeah,
and your nuts or Bull's Balls are the brand.
Exactly.
Kleenex.
Right.
But the thing came out, there, so we only had one brand name to refer to, or two, depending on if it was.
There was also a third player, like an 80-year-old guy, who sort of stayed neutral.
The balls hang a lot lower.
They're dragging along the ground. But by all reports, he was very nice and didn't really get into the kerfuffle. So there you go.
I'm pretty sure Bull's Nuts still exist. Bull's Balls, that
Bull's
website.
Bullsballs.com?
Yep.
Should we look it up?
Have a look.
On our little machines?
On our...
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A Little Machines, and in my research for Truck Nuts, which, wow, what a well.
Yeah.
Could have drowned in there.
I know. Oh, this site can't be reached. The server's IP address could not be found, bullsballs.com. Oh, wait, was it spelled with a Z? Or was that Truck Nuts?
You would assume it's a Z.
I assume,
right?
It was spelled with a Z.
It's got to be, right?
I mean, it's late night.
I know, it's no Z. Bullsballs with S's.com is loading very slowly.
This is going to be taking you like a butcher's or something like that.
It's got a strange loading screen.
Now, yeah. I gotta say,
it's there.
I would never put I'll never put balls in my car, period. How about yourselves? What is this something that appeals to you?
Well, I'm on ballsballs.com.
Right.
And if you don't want balls on your car, you can get a small one for your keychain, I think.
Oh, see, I'd do that.
Yeah. You can get Hercules, which is the big boys, second generation. Right. Or you can get the Jake, which is just normal size balls, I think.
Oh, no, that's upsetting. Don't give
I don't like
a name.
That it's a name of a man. Yeah. But they're 60% off. Wow.
So with the truck nuts as well, when I was doing research for my thing, now, would you like me to dive into my fact as I tell you about
this? Sure, yeah.
Yes.
So
can I, and also, I want to say for listeners, we had to pause for like 5 to 10 minutes in between episodes because you both had so much research.
I just ran
notes about truck nuts.
Usually,
I'm so excited. There's just so much.
Usually with this show, you know, this topic will be like something like space. And you go, space, I can get one thing. And you find a thing that's interesting. Yeah. But this was like, this is the only thing that was about truck nuts. And it's deep.
It's so dense, specific, yeah.
Dense reading.
I was expecting like, Tim, your topic is the beach. And like, within 5 minutes, it's just like, I don't know, I could suck my dick if I want.
I reckon I could. I just haven't given a good go yet. Yeah. The trick is walking down the wall.
Walking down, wait, say again?
If you want to suck your own dick, you don't lean forward. You go on your back, put your feet on the wall and walk down the wall.
You go on your back, put your feet on the walls over your head and then walk down the wall. Ah,
that's I guess painful. That would make sense, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do it.
Why not?
I'll hurt my back. It sounds like torture on my back.
Yeah, it does not seem.
No, you're walking yourself down, so you can feel it if it hurts you.
Yeah, but I think it would. Before I even get to sweet, sweet pleasure.
Well, you have to...
You have a go.
You have to train, I think. You can't just
do
it.
I was a teenage boy, of course.
You were leaning forward, though.
I was in bed.
So you were leaning side?
Who cares? Truck nuts.
Truck nuts. One of my facts was going to be they're actually modeled off of bull's testicles,
yes,
which is something that I didn't know when I was younger or until today. Mm-hmm. I thought they were meant to be like...
A truck's balls.
Yeah, like if the truck had nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no.
But I feel like I've seen a bull's balls and they don't look like truck nuts.
Well, I think they're like a cartoon version. I don't think they're
okay.
Super realistic, but I do like Fair that enough. They've always got one lower than the other.
That's nice. That's a nice little detail.
Yeah, they don't do that with boobs. They should do that more with boobs.
With car boobs?
Yeah, well, when you stick boobs on something, make one a bit big.
What?
One point the other direction.
What stuff gets boobs stuck onto
it? Like mugs and mouse pads and stuff.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
I think a mouse pad will benefit from realistic boobs because you're on an angle anyway. I think that'd be nice.
Do the boobs serve as like a wrist pad?
Yeah, they're the wrist pad.
Like a gel wrist on your wrist, yeah.
The other thing that I found when I was looking at truck nuts is that, I saw there were court cases and people were trying to, ban them in Florida, but I found a really interesting court case from South Carolina that started in 2011 of a man was driving past, a police officer driving past, I think he was the head of police, pulls up to a gas station, sees truck nuts on a car, they're bright red.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's disgusting. Writes a ticket for $445 to a 65-year-old woman named Virginia.
She's in the wrong state.
Put her back. He charges her and says, you can't have this. This is obscene. We have an obscene bumper sticker law. This violates that. And she was like, this is actually my freedom of speech.
Yeah.
She goes to take him to court to get it put in front of a jury. But
what a great country.
Well, the police...
Oh, say can.
The police officer beats her to it and is already put in for the case.
Thank
early.
Christ you said to it.
I was going to say, fuck, I've got a history of that. So don't...
Now, beats her to it, is like, no, I'm putting this in front of a jury. This is ridiculous. There gets a whole kerfuffle in the town. People start writing articles about it, being like, oh, what's going to happen? The police officer says, some people like come to the station, they're like, thank you for writing that ticket. It is obscene. I can't believe they're doing that. And other people are calling the office being like, don't you have anything better to do?
It is in the Constitution that I can have big old balls hanging from my truck. I think it's the first bit.
Oh, yeah. I think one of the lawyers for Virginia.
Yeah.
I'm going to find the quote.
They've really shot themselves in the fucking foot with that freedom of speech thing. Because everyone can claim it.
Yeah. Well, especially people who don't really understand it as well.
Yeah.
That's also good.
It's pretty fun.
Mm.
So the lawyer for Virginia, Tice, said that they were making a case and saying that the law was unconstitutionally vague and unconstitutionally broad.
Sure.
True.
And it violates the First Amendment.
Duh.
Saying also, I can't have an obscene bumper sticker.
It's also not a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
It's not a bumper sticker. So when they're trying to interpret the law, he's nuts, is what came up for the police officer.
Sure.
But they were saying that this chief is abusing his arresting powers.
Yep.
The statute isn't very
clear. Did she get arrested?
No, she just got a ticket.
Yeah.
But he has the power to do that.
Yeah.
He says the statute is very clear about what material is obscene and it doesn't have anything to do with artificial bull testicles. And they're like, nah, because it's not sexual. No one's getting aroused by the drug nuts.
That's true.
It's not a sexual thing. And then, you know, they're bright red bull testicles. It's not realistic at all. And I tried so hard. There were so many articles produced when it actually came out.
Yeah.
And I tried so hard to find how the case ended, and the closest I found, if I may quote this article directly.
Yeah.
A hearing before a jury was originally scheduled for August before being bounced back to September and then November. Now, however, Tice's testicular trial has been tucked back further, possibly into December. Tice's attorney, Scott Bishop, told local news station ABC4 that the delay was at the court's request. He said that leaving the issue dangling was a waste of both time and the small town's resources. They kept being like, no. And they said, it would be very reasonable to say they've spent more money on this than it's worth at this point, because the truck nuts are $22.
Yeah.
Unless you get ones made of brass and then they're $55.
I think more legal issues should end in, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Push it back.
Say lovey.
Whatever. Yeah.
I'm not assembling a jury for this. There are 12 people who have to miss work.
Yeah.
Their officers have to pay them. It's $22 for truck nuts. But every time these laws get challenged, people who sell truck nuts get a huge uptick in sales.
Of course,
people
yeah.
And then I was reading
My
all this
God
being like,
freedom.
Well, I was reading it being like, that's so silly. Like, you know, who cares about truck nuts? And then I'm like, if I got word that truck nuts were going to become illegal to buy,
you'd stock up.
I'd buy some.
If there was whispers in the air.
You'd say, like, oh, they're going to make them completely legal to sell. Yeah.
It's like 1984.
Yeah.
It's handing out truck nuts.
It's a very grim comparison, but it's also like sales in the US, sales of rifles and guns go way up after a big shooting.
Oh, wow.
Because everyone's like, this is the one.
This is the one. Surely they'll ban them now.
Surely.
Oh,
yeah.
No. It's fine.
No. Oh, business as usual? All right. See you next week.
Can I have a gun? Yeah.
Yeah. Knock yourself out, pal.
Do you need
to...
What?
Yeah. Have you guys ever been on a jury?
No.
I want to.
My housemate just got summoned for jury duty. I'm so jealous.
Oh,
see, my natural instinct will be, I'm jealous. But yeah. I just know if I get it, it's going to be like some 8-month goddamn thing.
Yeah, I guess you don't
get paid for the entire time?
It's some weird thing.
Not...
I think you're... Employer has to pay you
up to a certain point
or something.
Yes,
like
yes. I've looked into it.
Oh yeah,
I've had to.
What's the point? How long does?
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Oh, okay,
but I think
but you've looked into it.
If it's real, like, I mean, if
but
it's
you haven't
really...
committed it to memory. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Much like everything I read at work. you know, if it goes on for a long, I don't really want to get to the details of it. I've never been on a jury.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I think I would thrive.
I think you do really well.
I'd
love to have you back in the. You know, let's go to a recess. You're there making relevant jokes about things that have happened during the day. I feel like you'd make it go fast.
There's a leader, right? There's a jury leader.
Jury foreman?
The jury foreman.
Jury number one? I would fucking rock us.
You reckon you would?
Is that like an elected position? How do they decide the foreman?
No, I think you have to decide for yourselves.
Oh, yeah. The jury decides.
Jury decides.
I would absolutely not nominate myself.
But that's what I think people would vote for you. Because, you know, there's that thing where it's like people... At least in pirate movies. the man who wants to be captain, you don't want him to be a captain. You want the guy who doesn't want to be captain but wants to be part of the crew because he loves the crew. That's the best captain.
That's true.
That's true. Yeah. That
a true,
true
leader leads from the back.
Yes.
Nope. The front.
The front. Yes.
True leader leads wherever they are.
The true leader leads from the back initially, and then you make him the leader, and then you put him at the front, even though he doesn't want to be there.
So
that's
a true leader.
Leader
knows how to mingle. You throw a leader into a party with a little glass. Mm. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. True leader... Social butterfly.
True leaders, extroverts. INFJs.
I don't think I would trust myself in a jury. I think I'm not, like, I don't know. I think I would just, depending on the crime, probably side with the criminal as a default. Be like, oh, let him off. Who cares? It's just, you know, a bit of car theft or something. Who cares?
Cars go on the ground.
Let him catch the car. Yeah.
I wouldn't trust myself, but I think just because I've seen too many like lawyer movies.
Yeah. You'd be objecting.
I'd be saying objection.
You're really into legal thrillers.
I am. I'm gonna mention that a little bit later.
Oh, Miss Sizzle.
Okay, object to both of you.
you can veto jurors as well. Do you know this?
Yes. Yeah. During selection.
Yeah. If you're the defendant, the jurors walk by. Like, it sort of feels like you know that scene in The Simpsons where Mo walks across the stage and no one selects him to get a date. Except if you make it to the other side, you are in the jury.
Yeah.
But they say your occupation and your age, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't think they say your name. And then you walk past and you walk in front of the defendant, be like, oh, please don't veto me. Please don't veto me. And they can just go, no, not this guy. This guy sucks.
Yeah.
How many vetoes do you get?
I think you get three.
Yeah, it depends. Yeah, I'm not sure.
What a fun game!
I'm thinking about there was the big episode of the OJ American Crime Story that dealt with this, and I'm probably just remembering that because I don't really know the full ins and outs of our laws.
Yeah.
But I think you can get three, and the prosecution gets three as well. And
oh, the prosecution gets three.
Well, I think you both get three. Yeah, I think both sides get three.
You know, city in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a friend get...
And that's why, in the States as well, it's also a big contention about where cases are tried because it can change so much about the demographics.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course.
All those little counties they got over there. Mm. What's up with that bloody country on there?
I had a friend who was in jury duty and, got vetoed at the last second and was just, like, so offended. I was like, what?
Do they know why they got vetoed?
No, it was vetoed by the defendant. And he was walking past, nearly made it to the bench, and the defendant just goes, nah.
I think I would do good in the jury, I think, but I think I would be easy to veto.
Yeah? Why is that? You think like a goody two-shoes?
Yeah, just like, this guy's a fucking bleeding heart. Well, that's how you know that this is a youngster. Get him out of here.
That's how you know the defendant's guilty. Yeah. They veto you.
Yeah.
If they're innocent, they go, oh, thank God. This guy, he'll get me out of this jam.
If the prosecution would have veto me, riot.
Oh, the prosecutor, that's brutal.
I show up to jury with my shirt that just says, I heart John Grisham. And I'm giving big thumbs up.
Wait, who's John Grisham?
He did a lot of legal thrillers in the 90s.
Why would I I'm bringing that?
It up. Maybe because you are in the entertainment field and you understand absorbing entertainment. Maybe you enjoy the Tom Cruise movie, The Firm.
I haven't seen
The what?
The Firm. Like a good partner should be at some time.
Yes. And the sequel, The Soft. Was it The Squishy?
The Squishy.
Yeah. The Soft comes after, yeah.
Well, on that note.
No, we can't end on that note.
Oh, can we end on a nice note?
Sure.
I found my favorite quote. I tried to find out why people actually put truck nuts on their car in the first place. Because I'm like, why? I don't understand. Yeah.
Because it's awesome.
It's fucking funny as hell.
Because you get to have your truck have nuts like a man or a bull.
Can I share my favorite answer I read on the internet?
Please do, Cassandra.
Yeah. Is this from Quora.com?
No, this is actually from Reddit. I didn't go to Quora. I did
Nature's,
go to Quora for a little bit.
Nature's Quora.
Nature's Quora. Reddit. So this was posted 2 years ago from Definition Special 919.
Is that the username of the person?
It is. Okay. Is that doxing?
It's not doxing. Nah, they're unnecessary.
I think it's beautiful. In their answer, why do you have truck nuts? I have them. Me dog still has them. So can my ute.
That's nice. Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
And you've been Tim Clark.
Hello. Thank you for having me. Let's just record another one.
You've got a show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
It's fast approaching. Yes. By the time this is released, I've written most of it.
Wow.
It's called Legal Thriller. It's at Pilgrim Bar, 8 p.m, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Where's Pilgrim Bar? CBD-ish?
It's CBD. It's near Fed Square. So just beautiful. On the riverside.
That's
on
so
the
accessible.
River, that's on the gorgeous. Riverside.
Come down, have a Pimm's. Have a laugh. Have a think. About when you're going to go see my show.
Yeah.
12 shows only.
It's called Legal Thriller.
Legal Thriller.
At the Melbourne International...
International the Comedy
Melbourne
Festival.
International Comedy Festival.
Festival website.
Or the link in our show notes.
Yeah, we'll put the link there.
I do mention The Firm. I do mention John Grisham.
Yeah.
So now you're caught
sizzle,
up.
Sizzle.
Yeah, exactly. And then the rest of it's just like... You guys haven't noticed how cats and dogs are different? They got some crazy things.
I have noticed that, but I didn't realize.
See? And how would they be different?
Well, you'll have to find out. At the relatable hit of the festival, Legal Thriller.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.